Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goop and Gooper.
Hello.
Happy New Pewper. Happy New Year, Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And let's kick off 2015 with the Dorks. You're listening to 50-foot combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed the Dorks and a snappily titled track, FKK im Alter Norman Jugendzentrum. I think I've said that approximately right. I'm not absolutely sure. They're a German band, Tony. I imagine you've been fluent in all their lyrics.
Yes. No.
No, I'm taking that as a no then. Anyway,
yes,
maybe you'll be fluent in their website, Tony. What is the Dorks website?
Didorks.de?
It is didorks.de. I even like the way you said it. Didorks.de. DIEDORKS.DE. One of Germany's finest punk bands, I think, Tone.
Yeah, they've got quite a few good ones, actually. Well, yeah, these definitely one of the finest.
They have. These are right up there. And we overlooked them a little bit last year. We played one or two tracks by them. I've got lots. You will be playing more in the coming weeks to make up for that fact. Right now, Tone, I've got a word of the week.
All right, okay. Wow.
This is quite exciting, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I've got a word of the week. This came through by accident. If you have an idea for a word of the week that we should read out, basically, it's a way to say something rude without actually swearing, if you know what I mean. Things in different languages are particularly helpful, as is this one. I can't remember who told me this, but this didn't come through via paulieb@punkyradio.com, which is how I'd like to get your words of the week. It came through via somebody telling me.
Ooh, what, like speaking?
Yeah, and all
wow.
that. Old school. Yeah. Old school. And this was, and the word of the week is bauble. B-A-U-B-L-E. Bauble. As in, and you can tell this was probably supposed to be a Christmas word of the week, but I forgot about it. Mm. And bauble is actually the word for penis in Hebrew. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
That's right. So you can call someone a bauble from now on, and you're calling them a dick. You're great.
Nice.
Bauble. Yeah, yeah. So how odd that we would have them looking more like chesticles on our Christmas trees.
Lost in translation again, isn't it? We do butcher the language.
Jews messing with our Christian minds. Anyway, bauble. Right,
cool.
We'll do jokes and poems next week with any luck. I haven't had any through. If you do have a joke or a poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Next track this week, Tone. This is band. We're playing a few bands this week, I think. Am I right here? I might be. Oh, I can't remember. This band, I think they came through from Grebo Records anyway. And hello to everyone at Grebo Records. Thanks for these. Band called RF30, Tony.
Okay.
What is their Bandcamp page?
RF30.bandcamp.com?
No, it's RF3030NH.bandcamp.com. Because I believe they're from Concord, which might be in New Hampshire, which would make sense.
Right.
That's where I was getting confused, though. I think they're a New England type, anyway. And let's see what you make of this, Tony. Probably an Internet One, Tony One. This is Taco Bell Xbox.
Same shit, new distance, I drop up a fatty. up off the record. You can do it too. This is my last rhyme, all I got is a dumb man. Can't you see I'm running on borrowed time? Hey, what else is new?
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was RF30. If we get some more from them in the future, we will do. We've only got that track for now. I'll see what I can do with, I think it's Grebo Records. I've got very confused here this week. You'll understand why later on in the show when I explain about next week, if I remember, if I'm not too confused. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant. How many it must be time for?
Facebook.
A new year and new Facebook comments. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment. Tell us what you liked, tell us what you didn't like. Did you like a song particularly this week? Let us know. Or bands, whatever. And one comment this week, and it's from Paul Hankey, who says, have a great 2014, guys. Wolf Bites Boy.
Is he confused?
He's a bit confused. But he's from Wolf Bites Boy, so we'll let him off. But yeah. We had a great 2014. 2015?
Yeah. I did something similar. I did do something similar. I did, when I did the advertising for the last show, I did put, here's the last show of 2015. And someone immediately jumped on it and went, what happened to the rest of it? I went, oh, I've got the year on. So I can forgive Mr. Hankey.
It's difficult,
punk
isn't
poop.
It?
Punk rock
it
poop.
Is difficult. Punk rock poop.
Yeah, he is a punk rock poop. Anyway, for this week, that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
There you go.
So, Gutter Demons, Playground Horror Peep Show.
Affenschwanz.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed the Gutter Demons and a track called Playground Horror Peep Show. We played one track by them before, but that's the extent of what I've got, I think. So we will maybe try and track down some more stuff by them in the coming months. What is their website, Tony?
Gutterdemons.com?
No, and it's my fault. I'll mess with your mind. It's thegutterdemons.com. And we had this discussion last time of me fooling you. Thought, but you fell for it again. Ha ha. Probably been on the internet too. Tony, one. Anyway, what did you do for New Year, young man?
We stayed in. We cooked a nice meal, had some champagne, and just chilled out. Watched a few films. Watched The Interview.
Alright.
Thought, you know, seen as a film near the end of the world and all of that crap, thought might as well watch it. It was alright.
Right.
Tony's little review of that. The Interview.
It was alright.
Yeah. Not worth dying over.
If you're listening, North Korea, get over yourself.
What did you get up to in the end?
I went to a pub in Bulldog called The Broken Drum, and I drank like an idiot and joined in with G. La Roche, who was performing in there all night, and we got on. I did a couple of kazoo solos for him, and stepped in with Should I Stay or Should I Go. Got to 2:30 in the morning. Could we get a taxi? No. So walked home. That was tough. And then on New Year's Day, I went to see Paddington.
All right, okay. Very nice.
And I'm gonna say more than it was all right, Tony. It was bloody brilliant. Absolutely loved it. What a great film. If you haven't seen Paddington yet, do go and watch it. And I was right, it has got a very positive message about immigration into the UK.
Okay.
And it's also very funny. And also a bit of a tearjerker for an old man like me who remembers Paddington the first time round. I was over the moon when Mr. Gruber showed up. Yeah. But he only did one Paddington stare in the whole film. I was a bit upset about that. I'd say that's the only thing that stopped it being perfect.
Right, okay.
I'd have liked more Paddington stares and a very obvious plot line.
They'll be saving that for the sequel then. You're going to hold something back.
It could be stare crazy. Second one. It could just be one 90-minute Paddington stare and I'll be very happy about that.
Excellent.
Yeah, so anyway, aren't we a pair of rock and rollers?
Aren't we just?
Two songs in a row now. First one coming up from Cable 35. If I'm not mistaken, I'm from Nottingham. I'm right, aren't I?
I don't know.
I'm right. We got three tracks from them. I can't remember how. I don't know whether they got in touch with us or we got in touch with them. It's one of those. If you are a band that would like to get in touch with us, the best way to do it is email paulieb@punkyradio.com with a sample MP3 and I'll give it a listen. Anything else just involves me mucking about. Cable 35, I think, did that, to be honest. And that's why they were straight on. This is the second track we're playing for them. I think the last one's called Coconuts, we played by them. What is Cable 35's website?
Cable35.co.uk?
No, cable35.com. All the internet 3, Tony Wong. This is Bosnich. Ah!
Why can't you understand?
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Danny.
That's okay.
That was a band called the 321s and a track called My Bones. What is their Bandcamp page?
The321s.bandcamp.com?
No, it's 321s.bandcamp.com. Mm. What have you internet for, Danny? Sorry, the confusion is my fault, sorry. I'm afraid I don't have any more information about them to hand. I've been a bit lax on having stuff in front of me this week. Sorry about that. It's a new year. I'm all confused. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Good. That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12.
For the last time, I think.
Oh, really? Gripes.
Yeah. I think they shot on the 16th.
Right. Well, hopefully they'll reopen a new venue very soon.
Yep. So, for the last time, this Thursday, the 8th, the Penny Black Remedy, Bermondsey Joyriders, Folk Grinder, Allegra Shock, and Jerlane. So it could be anything.
I've seen the Bermondsey Joyriders twice before.
Okay.
They're a very interesting, medium-paced, football-friendly punk band from South East London.
Right, okay. I thought the name did ring a bell.
Yeah.
How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Friday night, the 9th. Happy Birthday Elvis. It's the last London calling at 12 bar. I think that's what it's called. Viva Las Vegas, Church of Confidence, The Witch Doctors, The Rockets, The Cheap Jacks, and The Love Me Tenders. So it sounds like a bit of a best of. Because I've ordered.
It'll be excellent, yeah. It'll be a fantastic night, yeah.
So it's fantastic. It's the last one. It's Friday night. How much do you think?
£6.
£8.
Whoa.
Milking it. £8 on the door. Fair enough then. Can't find any information for Saturday or Sunday, which is weird. So I'm going to have to do Monday.
Right.
Listen, I don't know what's going on. Well, Monday night, it's the Producers Showcase featuring Matthew Vickers, Mont Eagle, Alex Seal, Natalie Shea, and Tamuna. I have no idea.
Well, me neither.
What do you think? Monday night?
Fiver.
£3.
Whoa!
Bargain.
683. Yeah. Across the road and down a bit from the Beast for one last time.
Exactly.
Does this mean we won't be hearing from the Beast anymore now that we're not going on about his address? Who knows?
No, I'm sure we'll still get in touch.
It's probably our dealings with Satan could well be over. Who knows?
But I think for the 12th, Bob, that's probably it for now.
Well, in that case, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 bar
for the last time.
See you again soon. It'll be missed in the short term. Hopefully it will rise like a phoenix from the ashes.
Yes, it will do.
Yeah,
it will.
All right. Next track this week, The Messieurs, Tony.
Okay.
They're from Boston, another band from New England, as in Massachusetts. And is Massachusetts New England?
Oh, I have no idea.
You're not touching that with a 12-foot pole, are you?
No.
Anyway, this band came through via Slovenly Records, and hello to Joe and everyone else at Slovenly for the new year. Looking forward to getting more stuff from you. What is the Messieurs Bandcamp page?
TheMessieurs.bandcamp.com.
It is, and Messieurs obviously is MONSIEURS, TheMessieurs.bandcamp.com. TheMonsieurs.bandcamp.com. Tony T, probably the instead for We Are Wolves. We'll be right back.
shiznits.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Danny.
That's okay.
That was the Messieurs. And this is when I find out about what you're doing this week. What are you doing this week?
I'll be probably wearing a new ulcer into my stomach. It's back to work. Lots to do. That's what we're doing. Lots of house stuff, lots of work stuff. It's rock and roll.
It really is, Tone.
Yeah.
I mean, you have your moments, but in the main, 48 weeks of the year, you was boring as hell.
Yeah.
I've got the stand-up comics party this week, the annual party when only proper professional stand-up comics and agents are invited to at a secret location in the middle of London. Normally, I end up battling with the railway authorities at some point on the way home.
True.
I'm hoping to avoid it this year. There will be famous comics at this party. I do normally take some sneaky pictures of them. It's always really good fun. Things always go horribly wrong. Basically, you get 150 stand-up comics in a room that haven't seen each other all year and all bets are off.
Excellent. That should be good.
There's a lot of ego, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ego. But it is entertaining. It is funny. You do. I normally have an argument with one or two people. But it also makes new friends.
You were in touch with Dave Gorman the other year or something. Was that the comedian's party?
Yeah, that was a while back. Last year, I had a chat with Mickey Flanagan.
Oh, okay, cool.
He was last year's one. Anyway, that's on Tuesday night, which by now might already have happened. If I'm still alive, then this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm doing my comedy shows in Bulldog, Hitch and Letchworth, all featuring Simon Munnery and Mark Mayer. Believe me, it's a great bill. You can find out more about them on lastminutecomedy.com, and I hope to see some of you down there. So that's me busy.
Excellent.
Yeah. Leading up to something else that I'll tell you about next week's show.
Oh, okay.
Let's play another song, shall we?
All right, yep.
Played this once before, and I think the lead singer was described as having a truly fantastic voice. Let's see whether she keeps up with it this time. This is Luna Sopor and High Roller Coaster.
Yeah.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Luna Soulport. I don't know how to say their name properly. I hope I'm close. What is their website?
Lunasoulport.com.
It is. It's Tony 3, probably being Internet 4. Is that right? That is right.
Have I got three? Right.
I think you've got three, haven't you?
Oh, wow, blimey.
Yeah, you got the Messieurs.
Yeah.
And you got... Luna Soulport. No, you didn't. No, maybe it's 5-2.
Did I get the Doyes? The DE. What's the Doyes?
You got the Doyes.
It's 3-4 then.
It is 4-3, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not
right.
Mad.
Yeah, you're completely right. I just, I felt more for loose than I was.
Well, it's the first time for everything. Have you got a twat?
I do. Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have twats to nominate, and if you're new to the show, we do need to your twats. Every week, we'd like to out someone as a twat, and we are the judges. But please, you submit them. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Email everything to tony@punkyradio.com or twat's feed with thanks. And here's this week's as an example. Fatboy's been in touch.
Excellent. Hello, Fatboy.
Yeah.
A very happy new year to you.
Yeah, happy new year, Fatboy. He says, hey up, little Tony. And welcome back to Blighty. Thank you very much. I have a twat of the highest order for you. After a prolonged stint of DIY, you know how that works, I do. I had a particularly difficult door fitting session on the Saturday before Christmas. Meanwhile,
you always know how to live, don't you?
See? It's just you. You gotta get into the DIY. No, you really don't. Meanwhile, the eldest offspring knocked a full, large-sized cup of coffee over the newly painted wall and just fitted laminate. This resulted in an uncharacteristic release of anger from my good self, during which said door was punched. I came off worst. So for breaking his hand just before Christmas and leaving the lovely Mrs. Fatboy to cook the Christmas dinner, do all the present wrapping, cover driving duties, etc., Fatboy from Fervely Hills near Ponte Carlo is a twat, or at the very least, a reek tuppy. Cheers, Fatboy.
It's a self-twatting.
It's a self-twatting. You know, we don't get nearly enough self-twats.
We don't. It's the first twatting of the new year, and it's a self-twatting. Fabulous.
So there you go. So you're up for that?
I am up for that.
Yeah. So for breaking his hand just before Christmas and leaving Mrs. Fatboy to cover everything, Fatboy from Fervely Hills near Ponte Carlo
is a twat. He is as well. I mean, we've met him.
He's a twat. He's a twat. Yeah.
Massive twat. Last track this week. And again, I'm sorry that this is quite old music, really, but I'm loving this Fire Exit album that I've just rediscovered. Fire Exit, you remember, are the band famous, in my head at least, for the song Wheelchair Out of Control, which I absolutely love. It's off an album that came out a few years back that I'm thinking probably 10 years ago.
Yeah?
Wow. I'm thinking. Okay. They have got an album that came out in 2012. I don't have hold of it yet. I'm still working on that. Basically, what I've done is I've messaged them and got nothing back.
Right,
that's what's happened so far. So hopefully I will get back to them at some point and we'll find out what they've been getting up to, because top lads from memory. What is Fire Exit's Bandcamp page?
Fireexit.bandcamp.com?
No, fireexitpunkrock.bandcamp.com. Oh. Boy, the internet, 523. Ha, ha, ha. Whip some furs.
1, 2, 3, 4! You're dancing the music, oh, you're dancing the music. You're dancing the music, oh, you're dancing the music. Here we go. You're dancing the music, then I will laugh, and I will pass, and I will go on and on. She drives a black Cadillac, she's got whips and furs in the back. She drives a black Cadillac, she's got whips and furs in the back. And if you dance to the music, then I will last, and I will pass, and I will go on and on. Woo!
You can take a chance on love, love, love. You're all my dancer, love. You can take a chance on love, love, love. You're all my dancer, love. And if you dance to the music, then I will last, and I will pass, and I will go on and on. Take a chance on love, love, love. You're one more dancer, love. You can take a chance on love, love, love. You're one more dancer, love. And if you dance to the music, then I will pass, and I will pass, and I will go on and on.
That was Fire Exit, and this is a very late, because you've got another gig, haven't you, Tony?
Yes.
This is a very late Tony's International Gig Guide Part 2. Sorry about that, by the end.
Yeah, nearly forgot. I had a quick call from Gabe Graham.
Graham!
Yeah, it's another one of these free rock and roll nights. It's this Thursday. He says, here's an event for you, facebook.com/freerockandroll. It's that's the venue. It's Norweb, Dirt Blonde and Rat Bit Kit. This Thursday, 8 p.m. start, 9 p.m. first band. It's free entry, and it's on Duke Street in London. Actually, the venue's called Sound Food and Drink, not Free Rock
in London.
Liverpool, sorry, that's in London.
You said London, you
weirdo. Idiot. What a bauble.
It's not a complete bauble.
Sound Food and Drink, Duke Street in Liverpool. Free entry. Check it out.
Yeah, make sure you get down to that. And sorry we've left that till the very end of the show. We'll do all the bits and bobs next week. This is way too long as a way out. I hope to see some of you down at my shows this weekend. Or if you can't get 12 Bar, or if you can't get to Duke Street in Liverpool to see some free rock and roll. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.